Well, a controversial plan which could see energy companies forced to sell power stations will be debated in Senate hearings next week. The proposal is designed to secure the nation's electricity supply, but it's causing a rift between federal and the New South Wales governments. The Commonwealth says the policy will stop potential price gouging and increase reliability, but New South Wales argues it could discourage investment. We're talking about the so-called divestiture law, which is likely to be a key part of the Coalition's pitch to voters who are fed up with blackouts and the rising cost of power. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Summer is synonymous with sun, surf and sand. Perhaps we should add blackouts to that list. As the mercury soared, Australians cranked up the aircon. But the electricity grid couldn't cope with the demand. In Melbourne, there were controlled outages. Business owner Helen Neeland was among those affected.
On Friday afternoon, we had all the air conditioning going, had quite a few welding projects on, and also were working on a few designs on our computers, and just everything went down. I feel like I'm in a third world country and we need to, we just got to be prepared.
Voters are frustrated, not only with the unreliability of power, but the price they're paying for it. And with an election due this year, the Coalition knows it has to offer a solution. And it's found one, according to Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor. New fines and powers will aim to stop power companies price gouging.
If you had an energy company that was deliberately withholding supply from the market or shutting a plant and refusing it to sell it to a third party in order to manipulate prices, that would be a scenario, for instance, where these powers might be used.
When large power stations close, the price of electricity goes up. So the government wants to force energy providers to stop companies selling their power plants just to jack up prices. It says this will secure supply and ultimately lower household bills.
I mean, the whole point here is that this is an essential service. Withdrawing supply deliberately and making sure third parties can't get access to that supply would be a case and has been a case in other industries, in other countries, where competition regulators have stepped in.
This so-called big stick approach has rattled energy providers. They say it's an unprecedented intrusion into a free and competitive market. Sarah McNamara is the chief executive of the Australian Energy Council, which represents power companies.
We can't find a consumer group in the country that actually supports this bill. Energy companies don't support it. Business groups don't support it. It would send a very negative signal to would-be investors across the entire economy.
But perhaps the most stinging criticism of the policy comes not from energy providers, but a senior Liberal in New South Wales. Don Harwin is the energy minister in that state. He says industry representatives have contacted him to express concerns. If the draft legislation becomes law, they warn it will make them less likely to invest in the sector.
Look, it's a matter for the federal parliament, but the feedback I'm certainly getting from the sector is it's making it less likely that they'll invest.
One of the industry's initial objections to the so-called divestiture law was the power it gave Treasurer Josh Frydenberg to force energy companies to sell their assets. That power has since been watered down. A spokeswoman for Mr. Frydenberg said the new powers will only be used as a last resort and would require a court order where recommended by the ACCC. Mr. Harwin says the changes have placated some critics, but concerns about investment remain. At a COAG meeting in December, Mr. Harwin says he tried to bring up the subject of emissions, even though it wasn't on the agenda.
Well, I wasn't sticking to the script. I think people thought that it was going to be a relatively uncontroversial meeting, but there was a bit of tension. I wouldn't say it was awkward. It was a little tense, though.
It did not go well. Angus Taylor shut down the discussion on procedural grounds.
The minister was quite within his rights to make the decisions that he made as the chair. He chose to fall back on the guide to meeting procedure for COAG meetings, which he was entitled to do. But I just felt that, frankly, it's such a crucial issue, we should have had the discussion.
That's Don Harwin. He's the New South Wales Energy Minister, ending that report from Mario Christodoulou. And if you want to hear that story in full, you can just subscribe to Background Briefing wherever you get your podcasts, or, of course, listen to it on the radio on Sunday morning here on RN. The Federal Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, is our guest this morning here on Breakfast after 7:30.